Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, beautiful listeners. I am love. I am loving. I am lovable. And so are you. Thank you for joining me during this pandemic time on our planet. I send you love and plenty of health. This is Judah Albright, your host, and I welcome you to Love Your Addiction. Yes, I did say Love Your Addiction. Today, we are going to be focusing on forgiveness and why it is so necessary. Many of us have forgotten that we are love, that we were created by a loving creator. I'm going to call that Father, Mother, Creator, God, but there are many names for it, like Source, All That Is, Supreme Being, Universe, higher power. It doesn't matter what name you use. Many of us have also forgotten that we are creators. Why have we created addictions? Well, I believe that they're a magnificent tool for learning, and so has COVID-19 been. Here in this third dimensional world, we have chosen to learn to experience life through polarities or opposites, like hot and cold, male and female, health and coronavirus. I believe that we're all looking for love, mainly because of our loss of connection to our source, our God, or whatever you wish to call it. Often we look for this love from our families, and we don't get it because they can't give what they don't have. This often leaves a mark on us as kids, and we start thinking that there's something wrong with us. Well, please hear this. I know for certain there is no thing wrong with any of us. So, damn it, stop thinking that way, please. Today, we are looking at how do we forgive and why is it necessary? Forgiveness is about us, not the other guy or gal. Today, we will focus on how to forgive and why it becomes necessary for us to release that holding on to energy. We will also see how forgiveness affects addiction and how it is the loving thing to do for ourselves. If you have specific questions or comments, please call us at 516-453-9181, and we will address them. Or you can go into our chat room, which you find online on our Love Your Addiction Blog Talk Radio page. COVID-19 has certainly changed our world. There have been many losses, and Earth will never be quite the same. What will it be like? Well, that's up to each of us individually and collectively. I'm wondering, how are you handling the changes? What are you doing to comfort you? Have you been trying to control your feelings by drinking, smoking pot, or controlling others? We're offering suggestions. Please call in with your thoughts, 516-453-9181. We're all dying to the old so that the new can come in. Yes. Let's look at what we can do. Forgive. Forgive, and more forgiveness works. Nelson Mandela said, quote, Resentment is like drinking poison and hoping that it'll kill your enemy. I like that because it's so clear. And resentment really is lack of forgiveness. Okay, let's get to forgiving and realize that love is all there is. So forgiving is a form of loving. Unforgiving blocks us from our good when we hold on to it. Forgiveness is acceptance. And I've talked before about David Hawkins's map of consciousness from his book Power versus Force. Forgiveness vibrates at 350, which is not a really high vibration, but it's a much higher vibration than when you stay stuck in anger, which is 150, and hate, or guilt and shame, which is vibrates at 30 or 20. What if, before we incarnated on this planet, our soul chose our needed experiences? Would we have to forgive that? I think not. Not when our soul is the one in charge. What if one of those experiences was to understand and remember that we are pure energy and we draw to us experiences needed for our soul growth? Let me give you some simple examples. Let's say you're going through a divorce right now, and it really pisses you off because you don't want that divorce. However, what if you needed to feel rejection because it is a reflection that you have been rejecting others in your business? Interesting way of looking at it, isn't it? Everything is our mirror. What if you had a cheating spouse? And the mirror there is that you have been cheating yourself in love. You are accepting less in a relationship. Well, that kind of sucks, doesn't it? Let's look at the death of a child. Nobody likes to go through that experience. But maybe we need to feel loss. In reality, there is no loss because each one leaves when they need to leave. There aren't any mistakes. What about the parent who watches his or her adult child die from addiction? What if that parent needs to look at his or her own addiction? We're all here helping each other grow spiritually. And finally, one last example. Let's say we're in an abusive relationship and we don't want to leave. We're afraid to leave. What if we need to look at our beliefs of feeling not important, less than, or that we deserve punishment, and so we stay? I'm asking that you look at all the situations in your life because they reflect your beliefs. And I'm going to give you another very simple example. Let's say that you like potatoes, but when you feel them, you like them when they are hard. What if you put your potato in water and you boil it and it becomes soft? Now, do you get pissed off at the potato for becoming soft in boiling water? I don't think so. Do you refuse to forgive the potato? There's no forgiveness needed. That is what happens. Another example might be an iguana goes into your garden. You have not put up any mesh fencing to keep them out, and the iguana eats your favorite plant. Now, do you need to forgive the iguana, who doesn't know better, who will go into any garden if the garden is left unprotected? No, you don't need to forgive the iguana. You need to forgive yourself for your own stupidity for not protecting your garden. We're all made of the same stuff. Humanity is creator gods. Now, does religion teach us that? For the most part, no, because religion wants us to obey the people in charge of the religion. Forgiveness is a choice. The person that we don't forgive isn't being affected. What we do by unforgiveness is we block our own receiving energy by vibrating low. How do we forgive? Well, there are lots of ways that we can forgive. First of all, if we're in a situation that seems like unforgiveness is needed, we can walk away. We don't have to stay just because they're family members. There are some pretty lousy family structures, and we can walk away when we are old enough. When we're kids, pretty much we're stuck in that. Have we learned on this planet from our experiences? Well, yeah, I think some of us have. But, you know, if as a group consciousness we had really learned from our experiences, we wouldn't have war anymore. And we probably wouldn't even have poverty. We would take care of each other. When we're in true forgiveness, there is love. We experience healthier relationships. There's less depression. We have improved heart health because we come from our hearts. And we have improved mental health. How do we forgive? There are many, many ways, and there are many reasons for unforgiveness. What I'd like to do right now is go through a quick little session with you that may help you release any unforgiveness. Now, I'm not saying that this is necessarily going to work for everybody, but if you make it your intention that you are willing to let go of unforgiveness, this will most likely work for you. And if you don't feel ready right now and you would just like to listen to the procedure, please feel free to do that, and then you can listen to the audio retake of this show, and you can do it then. Okay, I'm going to ask you to get into a comfortable position and relax yourself. Take a few deep breaths in and let all of the energy that has been frustrating you or causing you dissonance to just release with that deep breath. I'd like you to pick someone or something that you're still pissed off at, that you have not forgiven, for whatever reason. And now I'd like you to bring the image of that person in front of you so that you can see them very clearly. Now, if you can't see them very clearly, maybe you can feel their energy. Or you can hear their voice. It doesn't matter which one works for you. I'm giving each of you a magic wand. And I would like you to look into the eyes of this person or thing that you are unforgiving of. And as you look into their eyes, even though you may not clearly see those eyes, but you know they're there in front of you, find out why they did the thing to you that you don't want to forgive them for. You may get a picture, you may get a sound, you may get a feeling. And most likely you'll get some kind of an answer. When you get your answer, or even if you don't get your answer, I'd like you to go to a mirror right now and look into your own eyes and allow yourself to float back to before your birth on planet Earth. Some of you may even go back into past lives. And I'd like you, as you're looking into your eyes, to ask yourself, what did I want to learn from this experience? Now, if this was a particularly painful experience, please forgive yourself for learning this way and understand that this was part of your soul contract. Now, if you are angry at somebody because they left you, they went to the other side, it looked like they died here on this planet, who are you to question their reality? They have choices or had choices just like we do. So if you're still unforgiving that they left, regardless of how they left or how old they were, please understand that that was part of their soul contract. And allow them to be gone. I noticed that my connection to chat was disconnected, and I am attempting to reconnect it if you've been trying to go into the chat room. Sorry about that. Okay, let's look at addiction and how forgiveness plays the part in addiction. Let's say you did some real dumb and hurtful things while you were active in your addiction, and you're still beating yourself up over it. Could you now see, hear, and feel how those actions helped you to let go of your addiction and become the wonderful person that you are now? If not, think about it and redo this. Redo our exercise later. If you are a family member or a spouse of someone who is in an active addiction and you are really pissed at them and you don't want to forgive them, let me ask you this. If they had cancer or even were dying from cancer, would you expect that you forgive the cancer? Or would you allow that that is the way that the person chose to leave? And I'm talking about on a soul level. I'm not talking about on a conscious level. What if being addicted is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be? Think about that one. And you can find more answers and reach me at www.beingrecovered.net. We are energetic beings, and with our emotions and thoughts, and as a group, we create the things that happen on this planet. Could we all now take this opportunity to send love to all addicted people on the planet and their loved ones who are in pain, plus those affected by COVID-19? What is truth? The sight of truth awakens and stirs us. The voice of truth repeatedly echoes awareness in us. The smell of truth sweetly comforts us. The taste of truth refreshingly nourishes us. And the feeling of truth warmly embraces us. Please remind yourself to stay wrapped in your truth and love, remembering the true, magnificent, powerful, beautiful you. And here are some questions for you. What if you stopped validating other people's realities? What if you lost your capacity to judge and blame? What if today you became grateful for new opportunities? What if you knew that full recovery is absolutely possible? You think your life might change and you might become more joyful? I would certainly think so. Everything that you have done to make yourself wrong or to make someone else wrong, will you now destroy and uncreate it? Please step into the love that you truly are. I am sending you love and a day full of forgiveness. Stay beautiful and keep creating new realities with tidings of joy and forgiveness. Also, keep those hearts wide open, because this is a heart project, not a mental project. Stay beautiful, and please remember that you are creating your experiences.